As Connecticut schools deal with shrinking enrollment in most towns and rising enrollment in some cities, the question being asked is this: should schools be consolidated? Connecticut Public Radio's David DeRoche took a look at that question.
It's become almost a dirty word, regionalization.
Whenever you say it, people think, oh, we're going to be forced to work together in ways that we're not accustomed to.
That's Stephen Fernandez speaking at an event at UConn Law School in April. He runs the Connecticut Commission on Women, Children, and Seniors. He says the only way to achieve equity for all students is for school districts to start working together. But making that happen is another story. The land of steady habits has a way of making change, well, difficult. Even if towns decided to start working together, how would that work? That's a question the Hartford Foundation for Public Giving wanted to know and recently reviewed a variety of regionalization studies. What did they find?
It's a complex issue. There's not a one-size-fits-all answer. There's no sort of silver bullet for it.
Scott Gall heads the research department at the Hartford Foundation.
And there's pretty solid evidence that, you know, really the highest cost districts tend to be either very small or very large. There is something that's suggestive that those, you know, districts that are medium-sized kind of do some things better than either a large bureaucracy or a very small district that has high fixed costs.
The foundation reviewed regionalization programs in Vermont, Maine, and New York.
So it's really a mixed track record there. So there's some cases where they've achieved some cost savings, but really those states have gone into it with a mind that it would achieve sort of high levels of consolidation and substantial cost savings. And it doesn't appear that that's materialized.
Gall says it's important to not just think about saving money, but also how it impacts students. Opportunities for learning vary significantly among districts. Emerging schools has been seen as one way to level the playing field. David DeRoche, Connecticut Public Radio.